Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hello, my name is Gerald Villiver, and I'm a parishioner at St. Anthony of Padua Church. I've been married to my wife Camille for 25 years, and we have two young adult sons, Garrett and Caden, who were both active participants in the Life Teen program here at St. Anthony's. I am an Acts brother. I teach confirmation, actively involved in our men's ministry, and a board member of Kobe Prison Ministries. Professionally, I am an engineer for a major oil and gas company and enjoy leading an active lifestyle amidst the beautiful surroundings of the Woodlands. Every week, I feel blessed to embark on a pilgrimage that takes me past three Catholic churches in downtown Houston. As I stroll by the impressive mural of the Bread of Life Discourse near the Co-Cathedral, it reminds me to prepare my heart and mind for what comes next, to embrace the silence, prepare to listen to the word, and receive the Eucharist. At the moment of the major elevation, when Father lifts the precious host, I silently echo John 20:28, "My Lord and my God," and turn to my heart. That divine exclamation calls to mind the question, "Have I come to believe because you have seen me?" And yet it confirms that true blessing lies within those who believe without seeing. I am then invited to find rest in His presence, to lean into the Lord as I receive His precious body and blood, and to give thanks for being a living tabernacle. Through His guidance and by my participation, I am able to be a blessing and a beacon of hope to others throughout the rest of my day. The Eucharist is a sacrament of love, a selfless, unconditional form of love, otherwise known as agape love. The Eucharist is the source and summit of our Christian life. It is the summary of our faith, the heart and summit, for in it Christ associates all its members with His great sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving offered up to the Father. It is truly the center of everything. It is where we celebrate in the Paschal mystery, where Jesus has saved us by paying for our sins through His life, death, and resurrection. We hear His word proclaimed to us and receive His body and blood, His sacrifice. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving, so we give thanksgiving again and again to God for the salvation promised to us, for the life of heaven, for the forgiveness of sins that is offered to us in the death and resurrection. I'm drawn to what Thomas Aquinas says about the Most Holy Sacrament. The sacrament has three names corresponding to time: past, present, and future. When we look back at the past, we call the sacrament a sacrifice, as embodies the self-giving of Christ on the cross. As we look at the present, we call the sacrament a communion, as it realizes the coming together of the body of Christ here and now. And as we look towards the future, we call the sacrament the Eucharist, since it anticipates the great thanksgiving that will take place in heaven, the great holy banquet. His Eminence, Cardinal Antonio Tagle, a Filipino prelate and pro-prefect of the Dicastery of Evangelization, who gave the closing homily at the 2024 Eucharistic Congress, said in his response to the Bread of Life Discourse in John chapter 6, and I quote, "Jesus had a profound consciousness on having been sent on being on a mission. As a sacrifice, Jesus was sent to be given to others, sent to be given as a gift. He is sent to be given. The missioner is a gift. His mission is not just about work, but the gift of oneself. Jesus fulfills His mission by giving of Himself, His flesh, His presence to others, as the Father wills it." He goes on to say, "The presence of Jesus in the Eucharist is a gift in the fulfillment of His mission. He says this in my body for you, my blood for you, always for you, for all, never for me, for you and for all. For in Jesus, the mission and gift of self-meat, the Eucharist, is a privileged moment to experience Jesus' mission as a gift of himself. So when we receive the precious body and blood, we become Christ's bearers. We become one body and one blood with him. We become a walking tabernacle of his agape love. And through this communion, it unites us with Christ and all the members of his mystical body, the church. The communion is not just for those on earth. In the celebration of the Eucharist, we are also one with those who have gone ahead of us, the faithful departed, and now in the glory of heaven, in communion with and commemorating the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints, the Church offers the Eucharistic sacrifice. In the Catechism, before St. Monica died, she said to her sons, "Put this body anywhere. Don't worry about it. I simply ask you to remember me at the Lord's table, wherever you are." So even at our death, we are to be reunited with the Lord, still in communion with our Christian brothers and sisters. Now, earlier, I mentioned I am a volunteer of Kobe Prison Ministries, where we serve the incarcerated men in Texas and other states by sharing the agape love of Christ and teach the fullness of truth of the Catholic faith. We hold 3-day annual retreats based off the Acts format and provide ongoing catechesis through RCIA, Bible studies, exposures to apologetics, and just spending time with the men. I call it a ministry of presence, where just my consistent presence alone guides the men to live towards a life of rehabilitation and change through learning, living, and being immersed in the Catholic faith. As Lent started this year, I spent my day away from the office and distributed ashes to hundreds of men in the Ferguson unit, where a decent percentage of the men are practicing Christians, and even a smaller percentage are Catholic. Many of the men are various faiths, or none at all. As I navigated my way through cell block after cell block, giving ashes on the men's foreheads and repeating to them, "Repent and believe in the Gospels," I witnessed a holy moment that I would like to share as it relates to the Eucharist. One brother in white, a non-Catholic, who I've known for some time, sat up on his bunk in his dorm room, looking down at the floor. I approached him. He looked up, smiled, and motioned his desire to receive ashes. So with the ashes, I made the sign of the cross on his forehead and repeated the words, "Repent and believe in the Gospels." He opened his eyes, tilted his head back up, and let out a deep breath of relief. Holy Spirit moment. He then began to mention his ongoing commitment to the RCIA program done at the unit. I shared my delight of his decision and asked him what transcended his deeper exploration of the Catholic faith. Well, he shared his disappointments and frustrations with the religions he grew up with, including the many institutional faiths in the prison system. And there are many. He explained he has this thirst and desire to receive the sacraments, in particular, the sacrament of the Eucharist, where there's something mysterious about the Eucharist that he longs for or that has been empty in his entire life. He went on to say he has gratitude and thanksgiving for the opportunity to rise each day, that the Lord has given him life, and how he desires to love the one true God even in a dark, lonely, and desperate environment. He said he has observed brothers receiving the Eucharist during the recent retreat and our Saturday morning masses. He also immersed himself in studying and learning more about salvation history through the weekly Bible study sessions. He then picked up a book off of his bunk titled The Lamb's Supper by Scott Hahn, and he expressed his longing to experience heaven on earth. See, this is the beauty and glory of God. Amidst the prison system, there exists the authentic desire for a man to empty his heart in humility and to make room for Jesus Christ so he can grow stronger in his faith, be a gift to others by serving them, and submit to God's will, as Paul tells us in Galatians 2:20. "For it is no longer I who live, it is he who lives in me." That gift is of oneself and a desire to see the glory of God to face eternally in heaven. As Christ gave himself to us as a gift through his sacrificial love, we too need to be reminded we can be a gift to others, and in order for us to be true followers, we must deny ourselves of showing no partiality and offer that up as a sacrifice. So my challenge for you is to show no partiality during this Lent. For when we show partiality to our brothers and sisters, we lose the opportunity to love. We become judges even though we are not the judge. We look at the external rather than the heart. We shut off the opportunity to show the grace of God, and we become false witnesses. Simply, we become shallow-minded and accept them as face value. Our brother in white lost the opportunity to love for many years until he decided to dedicate his time in the RCIA program. He continues to struggle with judging others, but he slowly recognizes this and turns to God for forgiveness. James 2:1 shows no partiality as you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For God is love, and if we cannot show love to our neighbor, we grow apart from his love, which satisfies the evil one's appetite. So show no partiality, for judgment is left to our Lord, as Revelations tells us. And instead, love as Jesus has loved, so we can grow in union with him in the Eucharist. This is all done in the love of Jesus as a sacrificial love, where it builds strength and endurance. It helps us to prepare for Jesus and not for ourselves. Now let us pray and allow God to be with us. O good and gracious Father, during this Lent, let us recognize our crosses and offer those up as a sacrifice to give, fast, and pray so we can love you, so we can love our brothers and sisters as we show no partiality. Let us be a gift to them as Christ has for us. And as we kneel before the altar, let us know whom before we kneel, that we recognize within the Eucharist you are present, who has become our bread of nourishment to help us on this journey so we can grow one step closer to eternal happiness. We ask this in all of our prayers to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.